and how can he equip us? Sounds good, doesn't it? I was going to link it to last week, to Heidi, Jesus, temptation, the Holy Spirit helping. The week before, identity, knowing who we are in God. And you know, Friday afternoon, as I was pulling it all together, I felt unsettled in my spirit. So I put down my pen, I put down my book, and I prayed. And I prayed really hard. I prayed that the Holy Spirit would reveal himself to me. I can teach on the Holy Spirit, or I can allow the Holy Spirit to teach. I can teach on the Holy Spirit, or I can allow the Holy Spirit to teach. I was going to teach you on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, allow me to teach. Allow me to teach. So the notebook is on the floor. I've got a few bits of paper in front of me that I jotted some things on. This morning, we are in his hands. And I truly believe that he is going to move mightily amongst us. Because if he doesn't, I'm going to look stupid. But you know what? I'm prepared to look stupid. And I feel part of this morning is being prepared to look stupid. Are you prepared to look stupid for the Holy Spirit? Seriously. Because if you're not, you haven't died to yourself. You know, when the Holy Spirit is in you, you take risks for him. When you're prepared to die to yourself, he can use you. And when you step out in faith and you say that, he will always use you. Always use you. You know, he wants us to be risk takers for the Father, to be those who would lay ourselves low so that he can be lifted high. So this morning, I just want to challenge myself, and I'm going to symbolically do something to put myself low so that he's lifted high. Because I want to follow Jesus, whatever the cost. And what Vic shared last week really spoke to me this week. Not the bit about being late. The bit about India. The bit about Thomas. The bit about the cost. The cost of following Jesus. The cost of putting myself low. Am I prepared to be mocked, persecuted, spat on, ridiculed for the sake of the gospel? And did you hear how Vic prayed? Vic didn't pray in a way that I thought he was going to pray. Did you, Vic? Vic didn't pray protection over this guy. He prayed, Lord, if there is a martyr's crown, don't let me be the one. Don't let anyone be the one who stops that from happening. That wrecked me. That wrecked me. I would have prayed, Lord, protect him. Watch over him. Don't let this happen. You know, Holy Spirit, if there is any pride in us, would you reveal it? Would you remove it? If there is any pride in me that will prevent you, that would be a stumbling block for you, would you just remove it? And just as we start, I'm going to ask you to do something with me. I'm going to ask you to posture yourselves before the Lord this morning to receive from him. This might get messy, but that's all right. This might mean we have to move some chairs. Flipping heck. But that's all right. Because if we're prepared to look stupid for the Lord, we have to make that decision here that we will do whatever it costs, whatever it takes, just like those guys in India are having to make those decisions. So I'm going to ask you if you would, and this is a step of faith for me to ask you to do this. This is one of these I could look stupid moments. But I felt as I was preparing this, the Lord asked me to do this, just to posture ourselves before him now. To be ready to receive what it is that he wants to challenge us with, what he wants to encourage us with, what he wants to speak into our lives right now. So would you posture yourself with me in this moment? And would you do whatever the Lord asks you to do? Whether that's lying flat on your face, whether that's being on your knees before him, whether that's standing, whether that's sitting. But I'm just going to give us just a couple of minutes to allow the Holy Spirit just to come. And in those 2 minutes, I just want us to ask the Holy Spirit what he wants to do in us. So let's just close our eyes. I'm just going to pray, and then I would like you just to quietly carry on praying and just posture yourself before the Lord. So Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you breathe on us? Breath of God. Lord, would you just come? Would you speak to us this morning? Would you do whatever it takes that your glory would come? And we say, Lord, would you show us your glory? Show us your glory. Spirit of the living God, come fall afresh. Come fall afresh. Come fall afresh. Do whatever you need to do in me, in this family, in our hearts. Holy Spirit, teach us. Amen. Amen. And at this point in my Friday afternoon musings with the Lord, he said to me this. He said, Tim, I want you to give some prophetic words to people. And this is what I saw. I saw some people here encased in ice. And it was like they were stood there, and all you could see was a block of ice which covered them totally, front, back, sides, top, bottom. And they could kind of twitch an eye, but they couldn't move. They were frozen where they were. And I just feel this morning that some of you, as I just shared that, feel like, yeah, that's me. I'm encased in ice. My heart has grown hard and cold. I'm stuck. I'm unable to move forward in this situation or this circumstance. And I just feel this morning, as we just gave the Holy Spirit some time just to speak to us, you know if that's you. You know if you're in that place. And I just saw two things happen. I saw a hammer come and bang, smash the ice on some people. And then I saw on others just a gentle warmth come, which slowly started to melt the ice. But it had the same effect. The ice was broken and people were free. And just a sense this morning that God wants to do that. And I want to ask you to step out in faith. If you feel that that's you, I want you to stand up now. Stand up, if that's you. Forget what other people are thinking. If that's you, stand up. Respond to the word of the Lord. The rest of us, just close our eyes. And if that's you, just stand up. Because this is a step of faith. This is saying, Lord, I don't want to be in that block. I don't want to be frozen. I want to be alive. I want to be alive in you, Lord. I want to be alive. So, Lord, I thank you that you are the giver of life. You breathed into those dry bones that Ezekiel prophesied over in the desert, in the valley. You breathed the breath of God. And it came to life. And a mighty army. So Holy Spirit, now would you come and would you breathe? And would you melt the ice? Or would you smash the ice? Would you free, would you release people to walk into everything that you have for them? Where people have been fearful, Holy Spirit, of you and stepping out in you, Lord, would you release them? Where people are bound, Lord, by fear, would you release them? Holy Spirit, you are the author and the sustainer. Lord, would you work now in their hearts? In Jesus' name. Thank you. Take your seats. You know, if we really understood who lived in us, what we were capable of, we would be changed completely. So who lives in us? The Holy Spirit. And while I was in that Friday afternoon moment of my book being totally trashed and my notes being thrown out the window, I said to the Holy Spirit, who are you? Who are you? I'm trying to contain who the Holy Spirit is in a book, in a page, in a sentence. It's just impossible. He is so much. So much. But these words came back to me in that moment that I asked him. And I just want you to hear what came back to me. He said to me, I am the active outworking of God's glory on this earth. I am the active outworking of God's glory on this earth. The active outworking who brought the bones to life as Ezekiel prophesied over them. The active outworking. The Holy Spirit was active at Jesus' conception, anointing Jesus at his baptism, directing him through the temptations, empowering him in the miracles, energizing him in his sacrifice, and active at his resurrection. Jesus did nothing out of his own power, but by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Listen to these words in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. Guys, can I say that same Spirit is alive in you? Not a contained, managed bit of it. Not a section of it, a piece of it. A puddle. But the whole deal. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is alive and active and at work in the person next to you, the person behind you and in front of you and in you. And if we could just grasp that, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in you. If you don't believe me, read Romans 8. If you do believe me, read Romans 8. Just read Romans 8. It's a fantastic chapter about life through the Spirit of God. And just in case you didn't believe me, Romans 8 verse 11 says this, that the Spirit of God who raised Jesus to life is living in us. You know, do you live like that every day? Do I live like that every day? Holy Spirit, would you teach us? Would you show us? So, how am I living my life? Is it all about you, Jesus, as we sing? It's all about you, Jesus. Or have I changed the words to actually, it's all about me, Jesus, and I fit you in here? I add you in on this bit when it suits me. We have the active outworking of God's glory living in us, the Holy Spirit. Do we encourage him to be actively outworking God's glory through us and in us every day? Do we say, Lord, use me to bring your glory more fully onto this earth. Use me to bless my neighbor, my friend, my work colleague, the mum or dad at the school gate. And you know what? If you pray that prayer every day, You will go on the biggest adventure of your life. It might not, or it might take you to Uganda or India or somewhere else. But you know what? It might just take you onto the streets of Warsaw, like we did yesterday. And we were out on the streets yesterday, and I prayed. I really prayed yesterday before we went out. No, wrong bag. I wasn't giving out iPads. Some of us went out yesterday to do the turning, and I really prayed. I had several bags with me. I really prayed before I went out. Lord, I want this to be about you, Holy Spirit. Lead us, lead us. And you know what he said to me? He said, you know that £20 in your pocket? I said, not that £20, Lord, surely. Surely there's another one somewhere. He said, I want you to go and buy £20 worth of chocolate. I thought, great. And give it away. Now, I've never bought £20 worth of chocolate. I didn't quite know how far £20 would go in Poundland for chocolate. You know, it goes a long way. We bought loads of chocolate, and I've got a little bit left. And we gave out loads of chocolate on the streets of Warsaw yesterday, and it blessed people. It blessed people mightily. People whose faces look like this suddenly go like this when they see a bar of chocolate. The Lord blessed us yesterday because there was a Pokemon thing going on in Warsaw yesterday. If you were in town yesterday and you saw all these people in groups standing around looking at their phones like this, they were Pokemoners, okay? If you don't know what Pokemon is, speak to my 6-year-old, 8-year-old, he'll tell you. You know what? We went up to people and we said, are you Pokemoners? They said, yes. I said, great. Would you like some chocolate? They said, yes. We gave out loads and loads of chocolate. Now, why am I telling you this? Because we met some amazing people who threw us and a little bar of chocolate that may have cost no more than 10p. They were blessed. They opened their lives up to us. They allowed us to pray for them. We had people on the streets crying. And it wasn't because we had the wrong chocolate bars. It was because the power of God worked in that moment. When you make yourself look stupid, when you're prepared to put yourself down here, when you're prepared to get over there, what if they say no? Very few people say no to a bar of chocolate. Some did. That's fine. We had one guy who cried. Not because he didn't like the chocolate, but because he encountered the power of God through being prayed for. He opened his life up to us, told us about his son, and we prayed with him. And he encountered the outworking of God's glory on this earth. I've got some chocolate left. I'm not going to give it to you to eat, but I am going to give it to you if you want to take some for someone else to bless them. Because, guys, you live in the house that you live in because God wants you to reach your neighbors. You work in the place that you work in because God wants you to change the culture. You have the friends that you have because the power of God is living in you. And as they rub shoulders with you, they need to feel that. God loves people. Did you know that? I hope you do. I hope you do. He loves blessing people. People were blessed when they met Jesus. Blessed when they met Jesus. You know, people think this world is dark. People think this world is a horrible place to be at the moment. You hear it? We had a carjacking down the road from us. Tempted. And the guy, he was an off-duty police officer. He went literally down by the Asda, down by us last week. And the guy saw him, watched him go back to his car and basically tried to get his car keys. And in doing so, had a knife and attempted to stab him. He was an off-duty police officer, this guy. You can imagine the police response. You know, the sound on our estate now is, what's going on? What's going on? It's terrible. It's going downhill. You know what, guys? We can change that with a chocolate bar. Seriously, people can be blessed by a little tiny act of random kindness. I had people walking up to me like the weight of the world was on their shoulders yesterday. I gave them a chocolate bar and they couldn't believe it. And I talked to them, blessed them, prayed for some, didn't pray with others, just blessed them. By the way, that was because I didn't have any pens to give out. Okay, Vic, I need some pens. And he blessed them. And it was a little bit of light into the darkness. It was a little bit of change into their thinking that everyone's bad. Everyone wants the same thing. Guys, let's start bringing the glory of God back into people's lives through random acts of kindness. And in doing so, Walsall will be filled with the glory of God. We've got to believe it. So, how can we make sure that we're making a difference? Well, you know what? The Holy Spirit has given us gifts. Are you exercising yours? And you know what? As I ask you that question, I'm asking myself. What are the gifts he gives us? Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, tongues, interpretation. You can read all about them in 1 Corinthians 12. I want us just to be quiet for a moment. And as we do, I want us just to ask the Lord, Lord, do you want me to do more with my gifts? Do you want to give me some more gifts, Lord? Lord, what is it that you're saying to me out of this morning? Let's just be quiet for a moment. So let's exercise the gifts of the Spirit that he has given us daily. Let's live in intimacy with him, just like Jesus was intimate with his Father. And out of that place of intimacy, he worked, he operated, he blessed, he touched, he changed. He loved. Let's live the adventure that is being led by the Spirit. Amen. So, what's my call? my challenge, my prayer as we go on this journey together is that as his people, this expression of the body of Christ in Walsall, WCC, that we would exercise the gifts of the Spirit every day. We would live in that place of intimacy by spending time with the Father. And we would live this adventure. And that we would allow God to bless people through us. And I have a challenge for us to finish. This week's challenge. I would like you this week to do one act of random kindness to someone around you this week who the Holy Spirit leads you to. And next week, we're going to come out. We're going to, not quite trash next week's, but we're going to share what God did as we stepped out in faith. You know what? It can be scary. I remember taking Joel Hunt, where's Joel? On the floor. Bless you, Joel. God's doing things in you, mate. I took Joel Hunt out on a turning. Joel was petrified. I was petrified for Joel. I asked Joel every day, Joel, is it today you're coming out with me? No, I've got to go. I've got to do this. I've got to go here. I've got to go there. Do you remember, Joel? Every day there was. And in the end, you know what? I just grabbed him one day. Said, today's the day, Joel. Overcome the fear of man. Come out. You know, the first person the Lord took us to was a busker with a guitar on his back. For Joel. And Joel was fantastic in just sharing life with him. You know, when we step out in the power of the Holy Spirit, he always steps in. Guys, I took a risk this morning. My notebook's on the floor. The four-part sermon was trashed, but you know what? I feel the Holy Spirit has moved here, has shaped and taught us what he wanted to do. And I've got some chocolate. And if you want to give a bar of chocolate to someone as a random act of kindness, then take one of these. If you eat it yourself, the Holy Spirit will tell me. No, seriously, if you eat it yourself, that means the Lord wants you to do something else for that person. Okay? But seriously, let's start again. And I know, let's just be clear, I know lots of you do this anyway. But let's start again to bless people. Let's bless their socks off. You don't... Just understanding the power of prayer. I sat yesterday with, this wasn't a turning, this was a guy actually who bought a phone off me. Muslim taxi driver outside my house. And I just asked, I said, where are you from? Where's your family from? He said, Iraq. I said, oh, you still got a family? Yeah, he said, I'm going back in a few weeks' time. I said, wow, how's the situation in Iraq, you know, since Saddam, you know, all that, you know, because he was Kurdish, he was from the north. Kurds had a really tough time under Saddam Hussein. Just got into his life a little bit. He said, I'm going back in 4 weeks' time. He said, I'm really scared about it. You know, the doors, I said, let me tell you, I know someone who can help you. Told him about Jesus, prayed for him. Blessed him. Guys, The Holy Spirit wants to do it. Can we partner with him? Let's stand, shall we, together. Let's stand. Let's just open our hands and our hearts. Let's just posture ourselves just as we close. And I want us to really pray now that whatever the Lord has done in us, is doing in us, wants to do in us, we would be so open, so putting ourselves down there, whilst knowing that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. But just being a vessel that the Holy Spirit can just use. We've died to ourselves, guys. We live for Christ. So Holy Spirit, now would you just come and would you seal up in us all that you have spoken into our lives today. Lord, I thank you that you love people so much. Thank you that you choose, Lord, to just pour your glory out onto this earth through people. That you show yourself through people. That you love others through people, through us. Lord, would you help us understand fully who we are, fully who we carry, who we partner with. We're co-workers because you want to work. You want to work in people, Lord. So would you take me and use me that your glory would come to my friends, my neighbours, my family, my work colleagues, and Walsall would be changed for the sake of your kingdom. Amen. Wonderful. Do take your seats. Next week, as well as sharing what the Holy Spirit has been doing this coming week, Oliver is going to be sharing on countercultural living, about biblical sexuality. And I just want you to come next week, actually having prayed for Oliver, having prayed for yourself, and having prayed for this church family, that as we just share what it is that we feel the Lord would speak to us on difficult, challenging subjects that we don't want to avoid because the world talks about them, that actually, again, the Lord would just speak to us and we would be open to receive. So, bless you. Do stay around, have a chat, get a chocolate bar. Remember what I said about eating it. And let's bless people this week in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, everyone. God bless. This is officially the end. I'm conscious God might have been speaking to people, as always. Like, we'll be at the front. Grab me or Tim or Heidi or whoever, and if you need prayer. But yeah, go and get a drink, and I hope everybody does their homework. Thanks. Bye.